Cathedral Activities Director Emmett Keenan joins me now, but he is also known as the Director of Student Activities plus Alumni and Community Relations with Catholic Community Schools. Emmett, that is a lot. That's a mouthful. Congratulations on the promotion.
Yeah, I'm gonna need somebody to help me carry my business card in so many titles. But what it basically means is that I'm going to, effective July 1st, although we've started a little bit of the transition now, I'm going to step back from some of my athletic director or activity director duties, and I'm going to spend that time trying to engage and re-engage Cathedral alums, Cathedral supporters, or just the entire Central Minnesota community. We have a lot of cool things to talk about at Cathedral. Our new building that went up a few years ago, our new middle school concept, all of the things that are important to us, we need to continue to tell those stories to our alums, to our past parents, and to the community as a whole, because obviously without their support, we don't exist.
Is this a brand new role? And some of these responsibilities, were they done by somebody else before, or is this brand new to Catholic Community Schools?
Well, within Catholic Community Schools, yeah, probably new. But Cathedral's development office used to do a lot of this kind of stuff. But it was somebody that also was maybe charged with doing a couple of other things. And David Fremo, our new president, is kind of rebuilding our advancement effort. He's leading that himself. And he asked me to step in this role to make sure that all of our stakeholders, whoever they may be, are engaged and knowledgeable about what we're doing at today's Cathedral and Catholic Community Schools.
All right, Emmett. So, and Julie Murphy, who's been your assistant for many years, she's taking on more responsibilities?
Yep, she is going to do that. I can tell you that will be seamless. She is very good at what she does. She's been here with me almost 20 years. And she is really good, really knowledgeable in the area of student activities and athletics. And whatever roles we eventually transition to her, she'll do them better than I did, without a doubt. She will be our associate director of student activities. It's well deserved, and I couldn't be happier for her.
Emmett, graduation is just around the corner. Everything proceeding as expected for Cathedral students?
I think so, yeah. We're set for May 24th. We're excited to announce that Annie Laraway, the daughter of somebody you and I know well, will be our speaker at our commencement ceremony. Annie is a 2000 grad from Cathedral. She is an excellent athlete. And now she's the CEO of her own company that's a national company that makes organic baby food. And it's a mom-led company. And she is the CEO of that company. And so we are excited to come back and share with our Cathedral grads where she's been, what she's done, and relate that back to Cathedral.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Congratulations to her. Absolutely. She was able to overcome a lot, having to deal with you at Cathedral and then her father for so many years.
Okay. Remember, it was Jay Caldwell who said that.
We're just having fun with Steve. All right, so let's talk about some of the other things that are going on. Spring sports, you were able to get going, and maybe you got going sooner than you expected or earlier than normal. I know we did have some rain setbacks on Tuesday and Wednesday, but are things off and running for spring sports?
Yeah, we certainly got going earlier than normal, much earlier than last year. You remember last year, we didn't start doing outside things until the last week in April. There was a little disappointment when we got that Easter snowstorm, only from the standpoint that we were ready to get outside. We thought we were going to, and then we got, 14 inches of snow? But because we hadn't had any other snow, that went away quickly. We got the fields dried. Obviously, we didn't play on Tuesday this week, but we're going to get games in this weekend. Start of next week looks a little iffy. But you know what? That's spring in Minnesota. We are, for all intents and purposes, ahead of the game of where we would normally be this time of the year.
And I wanted to talk to you about open enrollment rules, and certainly as a parochial school, a private school like you are, that... You're not in the same situation as public schools in regards to that. Tell me about the rules the State High School League has and how that might apply between public schools and private schools. Are there some differences?
There are not. Let me correct that right away. Everybody that's a member of the Minnesota State High School League operates under the same set of bylaws and rules that everybody else does. Okay. And so if someone is going to transfer to Cathedral that has not started as Cathedral as a ninth grader, they are subject to the same rules as if someone were going to transfer from Tech to Sartell, as an example.
But as far as, you know, students and what communities you draw from, that can vary, correct?
Well, you know, the public school districts have the option of closing their schools to open enrollment. But otherwise, I think it was in the 70s when Governor Perpich gave us open enrollment. So basically, the movement of students among schools in Minnesota is no different for public schools than it is for non-public schools.
Have we, you know, in your time at Cathedral, and you've been there for how many years? 20-some years?
26, to be exact.
26, okay. Are we seeing more kids moving from school to school than we have in the past?
Probably. I don't have any hard data for that. I think what's happened, Jay, too, is that, you know, we're in the days of social media and, you know, instant access to information. So especially if the students are an athlete, and if they are a good athlete, we hear about it a lot, and we hear about it a lot more quickly, if that makes sense. You know, whether it's X or Instagram or, you know, for us dinosaurs like you and me, Facebook or whatever the case may be, there's a lot out there. There's a lot of quick, you know, access to things. Used to be you had to wait till the newscast on WJON or till the Times came out the next morning, right? Now 5 news sources have it online immediately when things happen, whether they're these or news stories or whatever. So I think maybe there's a little bit more, but I think maybe there's a lot more publicity about what is out there.
Emmett, would you say that the movement of students for sports-related purposes to go to the same high school together? And, you know, I lived in the world when my kids were playing travel sports that they participated with kids from other schools, other districts, other communities in our area. Is it not uncommon for kids to form friendships with those individuals and then decide to go to the same high school together?
I don't think that's uncommon at all. I think that that happens, that that's quite a bit of what happens when you see movement among kids who happen to be athletes. Many years ago, we used to have a rule that you could transfer once without penalty, right? So wherever you start ninth grade, doesn't matter where you live, wherever you start ninth grade, that's your school for eligibility purposes. Then if you transfer after that, depending upon some circumstances, and if there's no change of residence for your family, you're subject to 1 year of ineligibility. Used to be, you got one free one, so there was no ineligibility. Many years ago, there was a school in St. Paul where about 6 girls played on the same travel team in the summer. And then all 6 of them ended up at the same high school the next year, and they won a state title. And that spurred taking away that one free one, among some other things that had happened. There is some conversation going on at the high school league level now of revising some of the rules. And I would not be surprised if that one-time free transfer doesn't at least get a little bit of legs through the process.
And you've probably been tracking what in college sports, what the NCAA ruled, that there's no penalty to transfer now.
Yeah, it's a mess, really. I don't know what they're going to do with that, Jay. I think maybe they may have to go to, well, you can do it once in your college career. There's a lot of money at stake there. And because of that, there's a lot of people that get lawyers and everybody else involved. And I don't begrudge those athletes for making the money because they're making a lot of money for their institutions. But to have people that have played, you know, 4 years at 4 different schools is it's really not what it's all about.
Do you think that a talk of high school coaches or high schools in general recruiting students to play at schools, is that something that happens often?
I'll take the word often out of there.
Okay.
I'm sure it's something that happens. We find that more it's what you talked about, though, where, you know, your son might be playing on a travel team and another kid's playing on that travel team. And that parent says to you on Saturday morning, hey, have you ever thought about your kid going to school at our school? My guess is that happens a lot more than coaches doing it.
Yeah. No, I could definitely see that living in that world for a while. You form those relationships and friendships, and that's where some of that stuff starts happening. And in some cases, that might start in ninth grade or even earlier, where they decide to go and go right to that school that maybe they hadn't planned on going to. But anything else going on at Cathedral or Catholic Community Schools, Emmett, that we haven't touched on you'd like to bring up?
Well, we are right in the height of enrolling students for next fall. If you have an interest in Cathedral or one of our six elementary schools, I would suggest you contact Denise Klein here at Cathedral. And she's giving all kinds of tours all the time. She's telling people about Cathedral. And, you know, this is the time of the year where people say, yep, my kid is on this path and I'm going to go here. Or, you know what, we might want to take a look at something different. And, of course, sixth grade is a time when that happens a lot. Ninth grade is a time when it happens a lot. But and kindergarten, of course, too. But we also see that it happens at unusual times, maybe more than it has in the past, as parents look for ways to meet whatever needs they think or that their kids have and give them an opportunity to go to school where they feel most comfortable.
All right. Emmett, are you going to join the panel today?
I think so. Am I welcome?
Yeah, absolutely. Always welcome. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Hopefully we can do well today. If not, be prepared to run some killers.
Okay. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Thanks, Emmett. Emmett Keenan, Cathedral Activities Director, but soon will be serving in a new role, Director of Students Activities plus Alumni and Community Relations within Catholic Community Schools. That new title starts for him on July 1st.